Yeah, the new album is called Laterna Magica, and it's my fifth album through Hidden Shoal. And the songs don't, I guess, really ever have, or at least these ones in particular, don't have a meaning. As I had said earlier, you know, a lot of my my sound is about describing an emotion. And what approach I took with this album was, I've always been a huge fan of film score music, and I would have loved to score a film and would love to still do it. And I wanted to do an album that was what you could say would be a score to an imaginary film. And perhaps even the people that listen to it can kind of use it as a score to their day-to-day lives, I guess. And that's really what the sound is on this particular release. And the recording process was really no different than it was for any of my previous efforts, in that, you know, it's usually just me sitting down in the studio, playing with a couple ideas, recording that, playing and looping that back for minutes to hours on end, laying down and kind of imagining what the album's going to start sounding like. And eventually it starts taking shape. And it's funny because about a quarter of a way through the, I guess what some would call the pre-production stage of an album, I get sort of worried, like, I don't really have a direction or an idea going. And so I kind of start panicking, thinking, am I going to be able to pull off another album? And it's odd that it always seems to start coming together after one or two tracks really start taking shape. So on this album in particular, the single, I'll Leave a Light On, was really, to me, kind of ground zero for this album. That once that song started taking shape, the direction and the feel of the rest of the album really began to develop in a much more proper way, as one would say. So that's really kind of the process for this album, and even, like I say, the other ones in the past. And again, the meanings, you know, the thing that's nice about ambient is that you don't necessarily always have to have a meaning or a dialogue to the song that the way one with lyrics does. Again, it goes back to creating an emotion and a space and hoping that someone who stumbles upon that song can jump into that space and enjoy it with you, or enjoy it on their own. Mm-hmm.